Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010. We're 63 days away from the November 2nd general election, and today we're going to talk about conveyors, and that may sound maybe a little strange when we're talking about it in elections, but with me is Brent Adams. Brent is one of our very hardworking warehouse workers, and on top of that, he's the lead for our conveyor projects. So, Brent, hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Good, thanks. So, I want to sort of set the stage, because we're doing something different than, as far as I can tell, any other election jurisdiction in the country, period.
Right.
And that is, we are using moving conveyors, just like you would see in a recycling facility, to sort through all of the supplies on election night, so that we sort each individual supply, and by the end of the night, we're completely sorted. We have nothing to do post-election on supplies.
That is the goal.
Right. So, just real quick, in June, we launched it in June. And I guess I should also say in Orange County, like all the other counties in the country, we had been using manual tracks and manual process for just decades and decades.
And sorting it the next day and then
for days afterwards.
Yeah, actually weeks almost.
Right, exactly. And the downside with that is you're still in the certification window, but you may go weeks and then you find additional ballots and you have to put all those together. This goal here was to get everything done on election night.
Right.
So we had June. And I think we did a lot of planning leading up to June.
Right,
we're using five conveyor systems. But you and I both went through some eye-opening experiences on election.
Right, first-hand experiences.
Let's talk about one of those.
We had some of our supplies would get caught up in the conveyor, and right. We'd have to stop the conveyor because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're trying to retrofit it right now. That's what we're working on, so that won't happen.
Maybe, and that's a good point, sort of the visual for the people that are listening out there is that you're talking about a large box of supplies that contains everything from pens, pencils, rulers, you know,
paperwork,
flags. Paperwork, you name it. All being dumped on a moving conveyor, and you have all these people that are picking and sorting out of that. And again, that's one of the things we have had happen. Some of the other issues that we had, of course, were things that, you know, would bunch up on the first couple of conveyors.
Right, we had overload the first couple of conveyors before it got to the end. You know.
Right, exactly. And then we had the speed issue of how fast the conveyors were running. We did a lot of timing tests. We did a lot of safety tests up to that. But now the good thing about this is in Orange County, we learn from things. We change the process. We make it better.
Right.
And that's what we've done.
Yeah, you didn't mention how big this conveyor is.
Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, there's five separate conveyors, and one overlaps the other one. Mm-hmm. And they are 30 feet long and about 3 feet wide. So you're looking at 150 feet of conveyor.
Right. It's a long run of conveyor. Exactly.
And we can actually man about 17 people working mm-hmm. each individual conveyor. So mm-hmm.
that's the total.
So there's a lot of people involved in this.
Right. And the other part of that is the reason we have to have so much conveyor length is because we're talking about over 1,200 boxes that are coming in and are being dumped in this process. It starts at about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's about.
And runs until 2 or 3 in the morning just to sort those supplies. So real quick, on improving our process for November, I want to talk about just one thing, and that is we're actually retrofitting and making a piece, manufacturing it, that will go underneath each conveyor lip that overhangs.
Right.
That helps protect items from falling back underneath.
Right, and stopping the conveyors because we don't want to stop it. And the idea was to resolve that problem because we never was going to stop. And we had one conveyor completely go out where we couldn't even use it.
Right.
And that changes the whole dynamics of everything when that happens. So
right.
We don't want that to happen.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and then we'd have things get caught under the belt and you have those issues. You know, it's not like baggage at the airport where you have a bag. In this case, you have... It would be like dumping the bag on
right.
the conveyor, you know, all the contents. So I want you to stay tuned, please, if you're listening out there, because we'll talk a little bit more about this in the future. But the bottom line is we'll be back in November. We would invite you to look at this. We have it all online, live webcams. You can watch this process, and we'll keep you posted. So thanks for tuning in. Future podcasts coming up soon. Thanks again.